Okay. So let's go again. Lamed Ches on the base. So we started the Gemara yesterday. There were clearly three different opinions. What bracha do you say on cooked vegetables? So one opinion was that the bracha does not change just because you cooked it. Doesn't pose a problem. The other opinion is no. Whenever you cook it, panim chadasha bolakan is considered as if it's a new thing, a synthetic food, and synthetic food is shahakol. And then the compromise opinion was vani aimer. That's what the Rav Chisda said. Vani aimer. It depends. If it's shtari ligriyusa, then panim chadasha bolakan is shahakol. And if it stays the same or shtari lemayusa. We have raw potatoes, and then you cook it. Then you say huadama. When it was raw, you say shahakol because shloka derech achilosa. So those were the three opinions. Okay, how do you pass on halacha lemaisa? So Tosis quotes the Rif. The long Tosis mashkachas lo. Tosis quotes the Rif. Where is that in Tosis? Miu harav alfis pasak b'shlokis even ishtani ligri yusai they. Still bar there were three different opinions passing like that. And we don't assume like that. We pass on halacha like the previous opinion in Tosfos. Wherever it's Shtanili Griyusa, then it's Shahakol. But the Gemara had three different opinions. One opinion is whenever you cook the food, whenever you cook it, it's Panim Chadash, it's Bolakan. Even if it's so potato, you never say Hadoma. That's what will come out. When it's raw, shloka derech achilosa, it's not normal to eat, say shakal. When you cook it, it's ishtani. So potatoes, you never say hadam. You only say hadama on raw vegetables that are normal to be eaten raw. But any vegetable that you have to cook becomes shakal. Okay? According to that opinion. That's out of the question. That for sure we don't pass on like that. For sure we don't pass on like that. The only machlokes is that we pass on that it always remains to hadama. Or only if it's ishtani ligri yusa, then it loses the bracha, then it becomes shahakol. Fine. So that was Darish Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said two opinions. Va'ani yoyma, and my opinion is ishtani ligri yusa. Fine. Then the Gemara has Darish Rav Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu. So what does he say? Also, there are two opinions. And what is Vani Yomer? So he doesn't say the third opinion. Vani Yomer, I think it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. That what? There is a Machlokes HaTanoim, Rav Meir, Rav Yossi. If you have a matzah that should be Hamoitzi, it should be Alachidus matzah. So what if you cooked it? So it says, Yotzin Baraka Kashori. If you soaked it in water, it retains... That's not a shinui. If you cooked it, it may be a shinui. But if you just soaked it, shari is not a shinui v'chaladeis. And you still yotze, even though let's say the person doesn't have teeth, and he has to soak the matzah, then it should be soft, he should be able to chew it, even though he has no teeth. So that's okay. That's okay. I think the Magen Avraham says only if you soaked it in water. If you soaked it in wine, then he says that you're not yotze. Why? Because the Gemara says, binan ta matzah v'lecha. Or you ain maftir achamatzah apikaiman. The Mishnah in the end of Psochim, the very end of Psochim, it says ain maftir achapesach apikaiman. Then the Gemara has machlokes. Does that Mishnah only apply bisman shabis migdash ayikaim? And actually, was a carbon pesach in order that kadesh yishoyer tam pesach pifib. What about bisman hazeh? We don't have a carbon pesach. Does the din still apply? So we pass on the halacha. The din still applies bisman hazeh. Ain maftir achamatzah apikaiman. Ain maftir yehidi. Not allowed to eat anything after the matzah. Why not? So you want that there should be ta matzah. So if you're going to soak the matzah in wine, so it's not going to be ta matzah. Yeah. So that's a question that the Magen Avraham says. If you soak the matzah in wine, so that's not good. You're not yotze. Is that really true? You're not yotze because being on ta matzah v'leko, or it's only that's let's say if a person ate something after the afikoman. So he's not yotze the matzah. He's not yotze matzah. He wasn't yotze the takaras chachan. We want kadesh yishoyer tam matzah b'fiv. So he really says he's not yotze. And the Magen Avraham presents it as if you soak the matzah in wine. Yotze miraka kashori. Rakik means a matzah. Ashura means he soaked it in water. What if he soaked it in wine? So Magen Avraham says, no good. No good means you're not yoytze. I mean, not you're yoytze, but you won't be yoytze. The takana de rabbanon, aleim aftirin kadeshi yishore tam matzah b'fib. He's not going to have tam matzah. He'll have the tam of wine b'fib. So that's what they quote b'shem Rab Chaim. In the Chidushim in Pi Hashmo, they quote the Rab Chaim thought that the Magen Avraham presented it a little inaccurately, that he shouldn't have said they're not yoytze. Abin Nezer had a big chiddush, yeah, it's a very startling chiddush, yeah. That he wants to say that if the din of Chatzos is deraisa, then the Gemara says it carries over to matzah also. And he thinks that if the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach matzah is deraisa, it's not a din that you have to eat it the first half of the night. No. You learn it from Balayla Zeh, Bachlos Habasa Balayla Zeh. And it's Exerishov, it says, by Makas Becharis. Makas Becharis was at the moment of Chatzos, not the first half of the night. So what do you mean? So when you eat matzah, when you eat Korban Pesach in the first half of the night, you're not Yotze yet. You're only Yotze when it comes Chatzos. What do you mean? But you ate it before. Let's say the guy eats the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and he dies, and he doesn't live so long. So according to the Abin Ezer, it'll come out that he was never Yotze the mitzvah. Yeah, you're only Yotze the mitzvah if you're alive at Chatzos, and it's considered as if you're eating the matzah now. As if you're eating, how is it? It's called sakinyonai. You made the achila before, and you're not yotze till later. Lach alamed. He eats the matzah before, and he's yotze later. So he said, the answer is, you need b'ina ta matzah b'fib, so it shouldn't be called sakinyonai. Yeah, it's a so wild pshat. So he presents it as if it would have been a din deraisa. Sounds the way he's presenting it. That is correct. Okay. So that's the question that an older person wants to soak the matzah in wine. And then let's at the end, they'll have some afikaimen at the end. They'll have some afikaimen. The first piece of matzah is going to soak. Matzah shal mitzah. Then at the end, they'll have some afikaimen, a kazayis afikaimen, he'll soak in water. He won't soak. So according to Rab Chaim, it would be good. Not that if it's soaked in wine, you're not yet. We'll see behem shecha gemar. Okay, so nachamo, so what? Vani yoymer. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, Vani Omer, he doesn't give a third sheet. He says, I think that this issue is a machlokes hatanaim, where the bishul makes it a parim chadoshes, and it's considered a synthetic food. What's the machlokes? They both tanaim agree, Meir Rabbi Yosef, they both agree, Yetzim Birakim Kashorui, that's not a problem. Just the Shaila, the Magen Avraham, what if it's Shorui B'ayin? What about Mevushal? So if it's Mevushal, Shani Moyach, they all agree that you're not Yetzim. Why? Why? So that's the Rashi in Pesachim writes that you're not yotze because you shalok derech achilosai, and that was the deal. And the Rashi really mean shalok derech achilosai. The Gemara has in the second parak in Pesachim with respect to machovas asuris. If you eat treif and food shalok derech achilosai, then the Gemara says that it's only a nisa de rabbana. It's not a nisa de raisa. Makom chodesh em besakana, we would be mekel if he really needs it. But does shalok derech achilosai really apply to mitzvahs? Whenever there's a mitzvah b'achil, by Korban Pesach, and matzah, and more, if you eat a shalok adach elosay, not yotze, so it's a question. So either that's what Rashi means, those are the words that he says, or others interpret he didn't mean that. What Rashi meant to say was, you have to have achilas, as opposed to shtiyah. So if it's the matzah, if you cook the matzah so long, acheni moach, that it falls apart, the liquefied, so then you're not doing an achil, you're doing a shtiyah. So that's what, perhaps, that's what Rashi meant. A shayla. But this they all agree. If it's Rokke Kasharui, you are Yotze. If it's Mavushal Shani Moyach, you're not Yotze. Mavushal Shaloni Moyach, that's the Machlek. As Rav Meir says, Mavushal Shaloni Moyach, you are Yotze. Rav Meir says, you're not Yotze. So Luchera, that's the Machlekes. That's the Machlekes, where the Bishul is considered upon him Chadoshes, and therefore it's considered like a synthetic food. So the whole past history is wiped off. So it's not a matzah. It's obsessed, like a lechem and hashamayim. It's not something new. It's a new synthetic food. Came from heaven. So he says, my love, that's the machlokes satanoi. Where is it? Abishalim milch. So that's what Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says. Then the Gemara comments, v'lohi. We don't think he's right. The truth of the matter, kuli, amushlokas, marachalem, bari, prihu, adoma. And if it's a synthetic food, then you say shahakol. And if it's bimel sayu kaimi, if it's not considered parim chadoshes, then it retains the bracha bar pi hadoma. So the Gemara says we don't think that's correct. Could well be the kuliyam shlokas bracha len bar pi hadoma. It retains the original identity, even though you cooked it. So what is this din that be'in on tamatzah? What kind of a din is that be'in on tamatzah? So the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. There is a gemara in the end of Psochim, the last parak of Psochim. What's the din of bala matzah and bala morer? So the gemara says bala matzah yotza, bala morer lo yotza. He didn't chew the matzah. He just takes matzah far from it and he swallows it. So the Gemara has a distinction between bala matzah as opposed to bala mor. Why should it be a difference? Because the poshut pshat in the Gemara is the bliya without chewing is called achila. Bliya without chewing is called achila. The only thing is that you're not going to taste the flavor. When you chew the food, then your taste buds have a chance to taste the flavor. So by morer, b'inan tamorer v'lekan. By matzah, you don't need tamatzah. So doesn't that Gemara contradict this Gemara? This Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yossi holds you're not yotze with a matzah mubushalas is because you don't taste the flavor of the matzah. But by bala matzah, also you don't taste the flavor of the matzah. It's still yotze. So isn't that a contradiction between the two Gemaras? The simple teretz would be that it's not a contradiction. The cheftz of the matzah has to have tam matzah. If the cheftz, if you cooked it, the cheftz and the matzah doesn't have tam matzah, then it's not acceptable. But once you have a cheftz of a matzah that has tam matzah, you happen to eat it in a fashion bolo, you ate it in a way that you didn't really flavor the taste of it. So the ma'is achila that you do doesn't need tam matzah. But the matzah, the cheftz of the matzah, has to have tam matzah. That's the simple answer. Other Rishonim interpret differently. Other Rishonim say, no, b'inan tam matzah v'leka, the Tosfos in Psochim, says, b'shah b'inan tam matzah v'leka means that if you cooked it, it becomes matzah shira. The Gemara has different kinds of matzah shira. So one kind of a matzah shira, if it's too big, if you have a very thick matzah, that's also called a matzah shira. Or if you have a matzah where you put in yayin shemen vashen cholot, that's a matzah shira. So this is also a matzah shira. If it's mubushelas, then it's called a matzah shira. Then Tosfos has another pshat there in Pesachim, a real, quite an elegant, fancy interpretation in the Gemara that's based on the Rabbi Natam and the bottom Tosfos and Lechem on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. The Rabbi Natam said there are two cases when it's called Lechem. Either you had a blila ova, then you don't need afia, then even if you had bishul. If you had a blila raka, then you have to have an afia at the end. Either one or the other makes it into Lechem. Either lisha means blila ova, or afia. Where do you get this idea from? As a Mishnah Chala, Tchilosi Isa, Sofo Isa. Either one or the other. Tchilosi Isa means you had a Lisha, or Sofo Isa. If you didn't have a Lisha, you had a Lila Raka, it's a batter, and it pours. Then you have Sofo Isa means you had an Afir. Either one or the other. So the Gemara here is talking that the guy made a matzah, he had a Lila Raka, and Ukimtipshat, the pricing. The guy had a Lila Raka on the matzah, but then he did an Afir. And then he cooks it later on. So even though in Hilchot Shabbos may have a din and bishul achad bishul, they not fi achar afia, but the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Talmud of Rabbi Natan wrote to Sefer Yireim. So Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, but yesh bishul achar afia, yesh afia achad bishul. So over here he did a bishul on the matzah after having done the afia. So the bishul, so we say yesh bishul achar afia, and it undoes the afia. So it's considered had a blila raka, then had an afia. Then you cross out the afia because you did a bishul later. So you left with nothing. You had a blila raka and you had a bishul. So it's not called lechem. Binan tam matzah v'leka is a melitza. It doesn't mean you need tam matzah. It means that matzah has to be lechem only. And this is not called lechem. No, so he gives an ukimta pshat. We're talking that it didn't have a blila ova, it had a blila raka. An ukimta pshat. That's already a doichik. An ukimta pshat. If you hold like the Ramban, that there are two ways to create lechem, either tchilosa or sofa, either lisha or afia. You always need afia. If it was tchilosa, isa means if when you did the nesinas hamayim, you had intention of doing an afia. So that was enechi of chalas chal. At the beginning, when you begin to do the lisha, so the Ramban holds that din chilos the isa. If you had a mind to do an afiyah, it's already chayv and chala. even if later on you don't do an afia, but that's only a din chala. That wouldn't apply to hamoitzi. Let's say you made a blila ova and you plan to do according to the Ramban. Let's say you had a blila ova alisha and you plan to do an afia. So it's luchala days and chayv and chala had alisha and afia, and then lebesof you don't do. Then lebesof you don't do the afia. You don't do a bishul. So it'll be chayv and chala because the chayv chala was chala at the beginning, but it won't be hamoitzi. Hamoitzi depends on the end of the story. The end of the story is a had a bishul. So if you hold like the Ramban, you can say like Rav Elazar Mitzi, you have to give this ukimta pshat. We're talking about a matzah that only had a blila over. Who makes crazy? Who makes matzah with a blila over? The matzah factories, it always has a blila over. Very thick blila over. Extremely thick. When you go to the matzah company, to the matzah factory, so they have a kettle, they have a kli that has something like 50 pounds of flour in it at one shot. Then they put in so little water, you wonder how is this going to work. It works. A miracle. It works. I imagine when they make bread, they pour in more water. But when they make matzah, they put in so little water. It's mamasha blilov. It's extremely thick. Blilov, blilorako. All depends how much water did you pour in. If you pour in a lot of water, it's going to be blilorako. Anyway, so again, if you hold... So Tosis quotes such a pshat. The braisit, Blazim emits, was a Talmud of Rabbein Atam. So he's going to say like Rabbein Atam. So the two ways to make lechem, either lisha or afia. So he holds that the bishul is mevatel afia, so therefore it does not have a shame lechem. How can it be just because mevatel afia? So he says, talk about a case, it only had a bli l'raka. If you hold like the Ramban and Rav Elazar Mitz, probably there's nobody holds this combination. Rav Elazar Mitz was this one Talmud of the Rabbein Atam, so not going to hold like the Ramban. Ramban doesn't hold Rav Elazar Mitz. But if one were to combine the two, then you wouldn't have to give an ukimta pshat. That Hachma Maskina, we're talking about a case that had a Blila Raka, and that had an Afia, and then the Bishul later is Mabatle Afia, then you're left with nothing. Yeah. Then in Achreinim, you have a wild interpretation. There's a discussion in Achreinim, what's a din if a person eats. It's a discussion on the Yamas that people have trefa pills. Let's say you have a liver pill. Where do you get a liver pill? Trefa liver. What? They had a Shchita, not a proper Shchita. They took an avela, a liver, and they made a pill out of it. So Taka, what's the din? Are you allowed to eat the trefa pills that come from trefa and avela, from trefa and avelas? So it's at least a look at derech achilosai. If they would, let's say you go to a wedding, go to a bar mitzvah, go to a fancy banquet, and they have things on the table, so people will nibble everything. They're going to have pills on the table. The first person going to taste the pill is going to say, this is a pill, don't eat it. No one's going to eat it. It's not. It's clearly shaloka derech achilosa. It's nifsam achilosa. It's both. So if it's shaloka derech achilosa, so the Gemara says the Iser, the way we read the Gemara in Pesachim in the second parak, shaloka derech achilosa, any tray for food. Shaloka derech achilosa is mutam in HaTorah. It's only osam in the Rabbanan. Ebemach b'chodesh em b'sakana, we are mekom. This is Shverah Shach that we don't follow. The Shach quotes the Rav Yoh, we don't follow. The Rav Yoh was a Rishon. He must have had a different gears in the Gemara. The Rav Yoh says that when you eat treif food, shalok adarach achilosa, it's heta gomer for everybody. You don't have to be a chod l'shem b'sakon. How did he read the Gemara? We don't know. So they all ask, Rabbi Kivega quotes, the Shach Gassari asks, against the Rav Yoh, and against, what does Shach quote this Rav Yoh? It's in Gantz and against the way it says in our Gemara. Must have had a different gears. So all the trefa pills, if a person is a chol shem b'sakana, and he needs this pill, so strictly speaking, it's mutar shloka derech achilosa. Moshe Feinstein writes, if he can get kosher pills with the hechsher, without a great difficulty, so you should try to avoid it. Why do you have to avoid it? The Gemara said that it's mutar. So Mestame, I think, he doesn't explain why. Moshe didn't consider this tshuva so significant, so he tacked it on as the end of a different tshuva. I think it's in Ebenezer somewhere. He wrote the main tshuva was on something else. And then he has the last paragraph, and about what he asked about the pills, it's mutter. And if you can get with a hashgacha, it's better. He doesn't even go into any details. He didn't consider it a significant tshuva that he should print it separately. So why does he think that you should try to avoid it? So Mestame is based on the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Medrash in Parshas Shmos, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was a baby and Bas Paro went al Sfas Hayor, Behini Nar Boicha, the baby was crying. The baby was crying because he wanted to nurse. He was hungry. So they tried to get the Noshim Mitzvias to nurse him, and that's how the Medrash interprets. And he wasn't nursing for them. So it's Miriam. Miriam was there. So she said, should I get you a Jewish woman to nurse the baby? And she got Emayel, she got Yocheved. So Yocheved was nursing the baby. So why wouldn't he nurse by the Noshim Mitzvias? So the Medrash didn't want the Pesha Osa, the Daber Mashchina, going to grow up to be a big Navi, such a great Navi. It's not right that he should nurse milk that started off from eating of Macholos Asuris. So that's what the Ramoa quotes in Yerideya, that if the mother is unable to nurse a baby and she has to get a nochris to nurse the baby, they should try to see to it that the nochris shouldn't eat non-kosher food during that time period that she's feeding the baby. We want to treat our children like Moshe Rabbeinu, that they shouldn't eat, they shouldn't drink milk that started off. So Pasha Pshat, that's probably what Ramosha means, that even though all the trefet pills you're eating in Shaloka Derech Achilosai, and it's mutter, for Chodeshem B'Sakana, it's mutter, but if you can avoid it, you should, like the Ramah says, you should avoid drinking, nursing from the Goyisha woman if she's eating non-kosher food. Chacham Avadya quotes that tshuva by Rav Moshe, and one of his tshuvas, and he disagrees. He says, Rav Moshe should have explained that the pills are only mutter if the person is a Chodeshem B'Sakana. Not everybody takes a pill. It's a Chodeshem B'Sakana. Chodeshem B'Sakana means you have a condition that prevents you from functioning normally. It doesn't have to be a sickness. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a baby is a tzochei atinuk, is considered a chodeshei misakana. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, on daf mem on the days. Let's say a baby is going to cry. He's hungry. The baby's going to cry. He wants his bottle. So you're permitted to ask a nochri to carry it, to do a malacha deraisa, to carry it in the mishusa rabin deraisa. Or to warm up the milk, if the milk is cold and the baby doesn't like it, they permitted to ask an rachid to do a malacha deraisa. Why? Because a tinuk is considered like a chadushem b'sakana. And the Gemara says, Hamir l'nachar is muta for chadushem b'sakana. But the tinuk is not sick at all. He's not sick. He has a condition. What's the condition? Babyhood. He's a tinuk, a baby. And a baby cries when he's hungry. Normally a baby plays, a baby fights with his brothers and sisters, whatever he normally does. And when he's hungry, he can't function normally like a normal baby. So we treat that like a chodeshem b'sakana. So that's why Chacham Avadya tainus against Rav Moshe. He should have said that he's only matter the pills for chodeshem b'sakana. If the person is taking the pills, not a chodeshem b'sakana, it's not right. He shouldn't take the pills. I thought that Rav Moshe meant a different thing. I didn't think that he meant because of shaloka derech achilos. I thought he meant that it's nifsal me'achilos adam. Nifsal me'achilos adam is a better heter. If the food is to eat shaloka derech achilosa and as mutam and atarot sasim and rabbana, that's the Gemara in Pesachim. But if the food is nifsa machilos adam, that's a better heter. That's a different Gemara. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Chavos Das explains why do you need two different dinim. So there's a famous Chavos Das. He says, if you have treif of food that's nifsa machilos adam, even if later on you'll mix in so much sugar and vanilla flavoring, it's going to taste delicious. You make ice cream out of it. It tastes delicious now, but once it nifsa machilos adam, it remains mutter, even though it's chayza later on. But if something right now is shaloka derech achilosai, it's not nifsa machilos adam. Let's say I take out a hot dog, I take out a tray for hot dog from the freezer, and it's hard like a rock, and I eat it. I'm almost breaking my teeth on it. That's shaloka derech achilosai, but that's not nifsa machilos. You wait till it thaws out, and you'll eat it. That's not nifsa machilos. Let's say I just fried the trefa hot dog, and I eat it now, and I'm burning my tongue, I'm burning my mouth, because it's so hot. That's not nifsa machila, that's shaloka derech achilos. I poured on so much mustard, I'm burning my tongue. That's shaloka derech achilos, but that's not nifsa machila. I'll hold the hot dog under the faucet, and the water will wash off all the extra mustard, and it'll be normal. If you're eating something, shaloka derech achilos, so it doesn't become heter. If later on the situation will change and eat the same thing derech achilosa, then you'll be chayv, then it'll be anisa deraisa. But if the food is nifsa machila, even if later on it's chayza benira, we say it remains mutter. That's how the Chavos Das says. Others disagree. Other Achareim disagree, but that's what the Chavazan said. They're two different Heterim. So I thought that when do you say that it's only Mutter for Chodesh and Misakana? That's if the food is Roy Lachila, but it's you're eating it Shaloka Derech Achilos. So then Chacham Abadi is right, that it's only Mutter for Chodesh and Misakana. But the pills are more than that. The pills are Nifsim Achila. Nifsim Achila is even. Nifsim Achila is a Machloikis. We must have spoken about Machloikis. The Rosh and the Ramban is there in Issa the Rabbon. So the Ramban holds Nifsim Achila is at the Goma. There's no Issa the Rabbon. And the Rosh disagrees, and the Shulchan Aruch every day, the second Chelik every day, they pass on like the Rosh. That if the thing is Nifsim Achila Sodom, but you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's not Nifsim Achila Sodom. So then it's awesome with the Rabbanim because of Achshavei. You demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's not Tifsim Achila Sodom. So that's awesome with the Rabbanim. That'll only be awesome with the Rabbanim if you eat it, let's say it's Tifsim Achila Sodom, and you eat it in the present state. So you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's Achshavei, it is Rael Achila Sodom. Let's say if food was Nifsad, let's say they use some treifa ingredient. Let's say they use some trefa gelatin. Gelatin came in the days of Rabbi Chaim Oizer. They used to take the gelatin from dead camels from the Indian desert that were sitting in the sun weeks after they were dead. And the whole thing was Isriach. The whole thing was rotten. And Nifsim Achila Sodom. But then they take the gelatin and they mix in. They mix in sugar, they mix in vanilla, they mix in flavoring, and it tastes delicious. And you eat that in your ice cream. Those dead camels from the Indian desert. They put it into the ice cream. So you, by your eating the ice cream, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it was never Nifsim Achila Sodom. No, I would never eat it. If they would give it to me in the original state, I would never eat it. I eat it now because I'm eating the sugar with the vanilla, with all the flavoring. That doesn't, if you eat it in the state of Nifsim Achila, then you demonstrate that it's Achshavei. You demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it was never Nifsim. But if you eat it after they fixed it up already, then there isn't that, then the Rosh would agree. Then there's no chumrim in the Rabbanon. Chumrim in the Rabbanon is only if you're eating it when it's in the state of Nifsal. Or a Chaim Oizer has in the tshuva. The only time you say Achshavei is if you eat it when it's Bien. If you eat it like Tarubis, if you mix it in with something else, the reason why you're eating it is because of the other thing, not because of the Nifsal Machila. You're eating it, yeah. Then you don't say Achshavei. That's what he quotes from the classical Achrani. The Rosh is chumrim that you say Achshavei only applies if you eat it in the state of Nifsal. And it's alone, but if you mixed it in with other things, and the reason why it's tasty is because of the other ingredients, then you can't say Achshavei. So I thought that's what Rav Moshe meant. Rav Moshe didn't even bother to explain why it's mutter. It was such a double poshet by him. So Chacham Abadia picked on Rav Moshe. He thought that the reason of the heter was that the shaloka derech achilasam. So Rav Moshe should have explained it's only for chodesh shem sakana. I thought that Rav Moshe he didn't mean like that. He meant that it's nifsam achila. So, and you don't say Achshavei. If a guy takes, let's say a guy takes a whole bottle of pills, liver pills, everything is Nifsim Achila. He's watching television, watching the movies, and he pops in one pill, another pill, another pill, like popcorn. Another pill, that's Achshavei. He demonstrates, as far as he's concerned, it's delicious. He's eating it. But people don't do that. They take one pill in the morning, one pill at night. You don't eat 100 pills in one shot like a box of popcorn. So then the Rosh would also agree. You don't say Achshavei. Lirafua, people do all kinds of things. If you eat the whole thing, then it's Achshavei. If you just take one pill a day or something like that, that's not Achshavei. So some have the attitude, a pill, even if it's treif, that's not called Achila. Achila means you chew the food. Your mother always says, chew the food. Why? Because your mother holds, if you don't chew the food, it's not called achila. So that's the question. So if you swallow a pill, you didn't chew it. So it's not called achila. And it's mutabah. No, you're not talking about basa b'cholo. The pill is not a basa b'cholo. That's asma. No, it's only an avela. So it's only asa b'achila. That's not called achila. So that's the question. Is belia, belila isa? If you swallow something without chewing it, is that called achila or not? So there's a sefer Bchor Shor HaPsachim. He interprets this Gemara. Why is Bola Matzi Yotza, Bola Mara Lo Yotza? So he says, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? If you swallow food without chewing, is it called Achila? So he says, the rule is that if you swallow without eating, your mother is right. The mother is always right. It's not called Achila. And matzah is the exception to the rule that it is called achli because matzah is lechem oni. So even if it's normally in kol tarkula, it's not called achila, by matzah it is. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this, and he says, with all due respect, it would make better sense to say fakert, that in kol tarkula, if you swallow something without chewing it, it is called achila. Mashenikim mora is the exception to the rule, because binan tamora v'lecha, that's the reason why. Not that. So there are different. Yeah, what's taka the din? What should be the din? Belia belila isa. If you swallow something without chewing it, is that called achila or not? Vani oimer. It's a machlek, Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Bchosha. Vani oimer. I would have said, if you have Cheerios for breakfast, so you chew every single Cheerio. The Cheerios are so small you can swallow the Cheerio without choking. If you're going to eat a whole big chunk of chicken without chewing it, you can choke. So Vani Raima should depend how big the piece is. If the small piece is, you swallow without chewing, that's normal. That's what we all do. Why do you chew? So then you have to chew. You chew to make it into tiny pieces. So when it's small enough, you don't have to keep on chewing it. When the pieces are small enough, then it's normal to swallow without continuing to chew. You don't have to liquefy. You have to chew till you pulverize everything, till it's mamish powder, till there's nothing left. So I would think that it depends how big the piece of food is. If it's a small piece of food, you saw a pill. Pill is tiny. Even the big pills are tiny. You're not going to choke on that. So that is called achila and kol atarkula. Achila, belila isa, if it's a small pill, is called achila. Someone once asked the Rav Soloveitchik, were they allowed to take gelatin capsules, medication that's in a gelatin capsule. So Rav Soloveitchik said that it's mutter. So then he asked him, is the reason why it's mutter because he didn't chew it, he swallowed it? That's what a lot of people say. So he said, I'm not mukhayef to tell you the reason. That's what he used to say all the time. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, let's say a guy doesn't want to go to a din Torah. So I go to the Beis Din. I say he's not fair, he doesn't want to go to a din Torah. So the Beis Din sends him a hazmana, and they insist he has to come, he comes, and they paskin against him, that he's chayv. So since he didn't want to go to this Beis Din, and they forced him, so the Gemara, the Brisa says in Sanhedrin, he has a right to request of the Beis Din, kisvili neizetam damtuni, write me a letter, not just that I'm chayv, write me a letter, explain what the psak is based on, so I'll be able to show it to other Rabbanim, they may be able to convince you, the Beis Din, whom I didn't want to go to, they may be able to convince you to reverse your psak. Maybe you'll realize that you made a mistake. So Tessa says, Anat Gemar, that's the only time you have a right to demand kisvili, meza tam dantuni, is if the Beis Din forced me to appear by them. They sent me asman against my wishes. But if I agree to go to the Beis Din, we have a sichzach and dini mamanis, and we agree to go to the local Beis Din. So then I can't, and I lose the din Torah. I have no right to demand kisvili, meza tam dantuni. If they don't want it, they don't have to. So that's what they say, the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, used to be a rabbi in Europe, in Russia. He used to be very close to Rav Chaim. He used to leave every week, he'd leave his community to go talk to Rav Chaim in London. He'd come back for Shabbos to his community. So on one occasion, there was a Shaila Ribis or something, and he gave a psak, and then the Baldin said, Kisvili Me'ezetam Dantuni. So he said, Ribis is not Ben Adam Lachaveh, Ribis is Ben Adam Lamokem. It's a Shaila Visa Veheter. And Shaila Savisa Veheter, you have no right to demand kisvili meizetam dantuni. You asked me the Shaila, I gave you the psak. So they say Rav Chaim thought that he was right, that Moira Hara, who paskens the Shaila, and Hilchas Kashas, whatever, Hilchas Dina, not mukhayef to tell the reason. So Rav Soloveitchik used to do that very often. People would ask him a Shaila, he would tell them, didn't, and he would say, why? He said, I'm not mukhayef to tell you. He got into a lot of trouble because of that, because the people conjured up in their mind a whole explanation why he said Asar HaMutter, and they attributed the explanation to him, and he never gave that explanation. It was a totally different reason, so that caused a lot of problems. It's not a smart thing to give a psak and not to explain it, because the listener is going to think that whatever he has in his mind, that's the reason why you're paskin. So Rav Soloveitchik said that, so they asked him, what's the reason? He said, I'm not mukhayef to tell you the reason, but the reason that you said is not correct. Reason that you just swallow, you don't chew, that's not the correct reason. I think it's not correct because the pills are so small. So that is called achilah. Beli leisa. If it's a tiny thing like a pill, it is called kederach achilos. But if you look at kederach achilos, I'm snusim achilah. So two different reasons why. Not because beli leisa is not called achilah. Again, so the Gemara says v'loihi the pshat of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'ani yomer. That is a machlokes satanoim. That's where Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says machlokes yishnuya. Chalitza Meir Rav Yosi, whether Yotzim v'rokuk of Matzim v'vushalas, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok thought Machlekes is where the Bishul makes a Parim Chadoshes, so it wipes off the whole pair, so it's not considered a Matzah. It's considered as if it's a synthetic Michael. So the Gemara says, Elohi, you don't have to necessarily learn that from Nachman Yitzchok. Maybe they all agree, Shlokas, Marech Alein, Bar Pi Adam, but Bishul is not considered a Parim Chadoshes. And the only reason Rabbi Yossi holds is no good because being a tam matzav aleka. So what does it mean being a tam matzav aleka? So there are several different interpretations. One interpretation is even though when you boil a matzah yotze, you don't need tam matzah, but the chepta has to have tam matzah. Okay, one explanation. Second explanation is matzah mevashel is matzah shira, and you need lechem ayini. The third explanation was what the Tosfos writes in Pesachim. That being on Tam Matzah V'Lak, how does it fit into the words of the Gemara? I don't know, but that's what Tais says. According to Rabbi Lezer Mimit, the Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, we're machmer for that, we're choshish for that. The Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah. So if you did a Bishul on a Matzah, that undoes the Afiyah. So according to the Ramban, in order to be considered Lechem, you need Afiyah. So the Bishul undid the Afiyah, we left with only Bishul, it's not called Lechem. Tais doesn't hold like the Ramban. So Tais gives him a Kimta Pshat, Achem Askinon. Rabbi Yossi is talking about a matzah that never had a blila of it, only had a blila raka. So then, even the Rabbi Natam agrees that you need the afiyah. What a fantastical kimta pshat. There's a lot missing over here. So you need the afiyah in order to endow it with the shem lechem. So if you did a bishul after the afiyah, each bishul ach afiyah is mevatel le afiyah.
But the nails have to be smaller than a kezayis. The pieces also have to be mevatel the shem lechem. When you're doing the bishul, the nails have to be smaller than a kezayis.
In based on the previous Gemara. That's our Rashi learned. Yeah. So Tosfos says, even if you learn like Rashi, Tosfos claims that we paskan like Rav Sheshes and Rava, that even if it's less than the Kazais also. In Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rashi. They assume the Pshat the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rosh. They assume the Pshat and the Gemara is not like Rashi. So what Rashi said is true, but it's not a Gemara. And the Pshat and the Gemara Chavitza is like Tosfos learned that it didn't have a Bisho later on. Yet, this Gemara doesn't distinguish between Yosem Mikazais and Pachas Mikazais. Yeah. Why didn't they put them together? I don't know. Yeah. So then the Gemara quotes again the same Machlokes, but now it's two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Before we had Rav and Shmuel both said that it is Hadoma. Shlokas, you do say Hadoma. And Rabbi Yechanan was quoted in saying that it's Ula, quotes name, Rabbi Yechanan, that it's Shahako. Now the Gemara says there are two versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said. Amar Abchia Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shlokas is Barpi Hadoma. Not the way we said before. Rabbi Yamin, Rabbi Yefet says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that is Shahako Nibidvar. And now Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, look what happened over here. We, Rav Nachman Yitzchak before, and Rav Chisda before, they both quoted Ula, came from Eretz Yisrael, and Ula said, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that is Shahakal. Wow, did we fall in? This guy Ula, he listened to the wrong guy. He listened to Rabbi Yamim, Rabbi Yefes. How does Rabbi Yamim, Rabbi Yefes compare, as far as accuracy, to Rav Chia Barab? These are all Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. Ula, Rav Chia Barab, Rabbi Yamim, Rabbi Yefes, Rabbi Baruch Hanan, these are all Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I said before, I've been saying for the longest time that it's a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel against Rabbi Yechanan. That was all based on Ula. Ula made a mistake. Kova Ula l'shabeshte, usually shabeshte means a mistake. Yeah, they try to soften it, it does mean a mistake. Ula said over, like Rabbi Yamim, Rabbi Yefes, his version. And then the Gemara says, and he shouldn't have said it over. How can you compare? If the two versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said, one is Rabbi Yamim, Rabbi Yevus, one is Rabbi Chia Barabba. Rabbi Chia Barabba is more meduyak. Rabbi Chia Barabba, daik, v'gom ha-shmaitzim, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi, he's more precise when he says other things. And Rabbi Yamim is not so precise. And the old Rabbi Chiya Rabba would call to us in Yamim, Mahara Talmudei, Kameda Rabbi, every month he would review Kol HaTorah Kula. Wow, that's what it means. So Taisa says, no, he would review at the end of the month what he learned that month. Taisa writes, Mahara Talmudei, Lab Dafke, Kol Talmudei, El Kol Masha Elam, Bishloshim Yom. At the end of the month, he would chazer. It's important to chazer every month. Okay, that's the secret to success. And Mashenika Rabbi Yamim, yeah, it's loy mahad. He wouldn't review. If you learn it, you don't review, then you mix everything up. So the moral of the story has got to review. The ode, and it cannot be. It's not correct. Barman Dain, leave out who's more accurate, and leave out. Forget about that. Ma'aser Shohayim, Ma'aser Rab. Utur Masot, there was once a vegetable, which normally the bracha would have been Bar Pi Adama. The Shalke, a turmis is not edible when it's raw, like potatoes, you don't eat when it's raw. So a turmis, the Gemara says differently. Turmis, you have to cook it 7 times in order to make it edible. So there was once a turmis in Eretz Yisrael, and they cooked it 7 times. They cook it in a pot of water, and then they spill out the water down the drain, then they cook it a 2nd time, pour the water down the drain, cook it a 3rd time, till it gets soft, and then it becomes edible. So they cooked it 7 times and made it edible. That's the way, that's the normal way you do. It's not the ishtani ligri yusa, that's ishtani limal yusa, but there was an opinion before, there was one version before, the one who made the compromise, that was Rav Chisda. Ishtani limal yusa, ishtani ligri yusa, Rav Chisda, and Tosfos Paskins like that. But the other Amoraim didn't distinguish. So there were Amoraim who said that you never say ha'adam on potatoes. When it's raw, it's shloka derech achilosa. When it's cooked, it's ishtani. So those Amoraim would say, you never say ha'adam, atur masot. When you eat it raw, it's not edible. You have to cook it 7 times till it becomes edible. And when you cook any vegetable, it's a panim chadoshes, and it's not considered a vegetable, as if it's synthetic food. But it's a ma'aser rab, a ma'aser shohayim. They cook the turmis 7 times, the way you're supposed to do it. V'achli lebi kinuch tzu, that they ate it as dessert. At the end of the meal, is a delicacy. Also, v'shol Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan said, you say Bar Pi Adama. We would say, of course you say Bar Pi Adama. It's a Shtani Limal Yusa. Now it's good, yeah, but that was Rav Chisda, drew a distinction. But the other version, the version of Rabbi Yochanan was, Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever you cook a vegetable, it becomes a synthetic Michael and it loses its identity from before, and it's no longer Ho Adama, it's no longer Ho Eitz. So that's what they say. Ma'aser Shohayim, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan never said it. We owe it in another story. Yeah, this did, if you all like this. The bishul is a panim chadoshes. So that's only bishul. What about other forms of bishul? What about moliach? The din is, let's say I cook kosher food with treifa food in the same pot. So if you cook it, so the flavor, the tam of the treifa food will float around, particles will float out, and could become nivla into the kosher food. So the kosher food may not be eaten because the tam kiker has the flavor of the treifa food. So not only does it apply if you cooked it, the din is malich keresech v'kavish kamevushal. Rashi quotes from Sochem Daf Ayvav, malich keresech. Let's say malich keresech means like this: have a treifa steak and a kosher steak raw. I have raw steak, and I want to remove all the blood from it. So or chicken, treifa chicken, kosher chicken. I want to remove all the blood, and I put the treifa chicken on top of the kosher chicken. I have a ton of salt. The salt in between the bottom piece and the top piece. So the din is maliach kiresech. Just like if I would cook, resech means burning hot. If I would be broiling the kosher flesh and the treifa flesh one on top of the other, so it would succeed in giving an asinus tam, the treifa flesh would give a treifa blia into the kosher flesh, it would become treif. So also makes a treif. If I would, that's resech. So if I salt the two pieces of meat and one is touching the other with a lot of salt, so much salt, it's so much salt that it not does stop. You put salt like you put on your challah, put a little salt, you put a ton of salt. So much salt that it's doesn't taste good. So then maliach accomplishes the same, it causes a bliya. Or let's say kavush kemevushal, also kavush. Let's say I have a trace of liver, and I have container with liquid with water, and I have kosher livers and treifa livers there. Or let's say I have livers that were never broiled. I have raw livers that were never broiled, so it's full of blood. And I have it sitting in a tank with water, so the blood, some of the blood is going to go out, and then it's going to go back in. if you have a raw liver, the din is you're allowed to eat it the way it is. That's called dam evarim shelo pirish. Dam is also, it's a pasuk in chumash. So what do you do to remove all the dam? So you salt the meat. You're telling me when you salt the meat, every speck of dam comes out. There's a ton of dam that's left behind. What if you have a big piece of meat that's so big, it's 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet gigantic. You can salt all you want, but on the outside. But the inside is going to be full of blood. The halacha says it doesn't matter. As long as you did the melicha properly, even if it's a gigantic piece and you have a lot of dam left inside, once you did what the halacha requires, the rest of the dam that remains is labeled as mo'al habasa, the juice of the meat. And the same thing, Tosfos shows a right in the Gemara, dam evarim shelo pirish. If you have a raw piece of meat and the blood didn't, if I squeeze the blood out, then it has an isa dam. But if I didn't squeeze it out, it has blood in the capillaries, and I eat it the way it is. So whether it's a raw piece of meat or a raw piece of liver, one might have argued the point maybe liver is kula dam. That's the lashon of Tosfos has covered is kula dam. So maybe the heter of dam evarim shelo pirish should not apply there. So this Sri Yesh has a joke, explains that it does apply. You're permitted to eat raw liver. Sugar dam doesn't taste good. Actually, I want to eat a raw liver. But strictly speaking, it's mutter to eat. Dam evarim shelo pirish. It's only dam evarim shelo pirish, dam in the capillaries. Let's say you eat a piece of meat and there's a big vein or a big artery there. And you cut a piece of meat and you're eating it. No, the dam in the artery, that's not called mo'al habasa. The dam in the big veins, not the dam in the tiny capillaries, that blends in. If it's raw and you didn't, the dam didn't go out. You have to, there's always dam on the surface because when you cut a piece of meat, so the pressure of the knife is going to cause some of the dam to ooze out. So you have to rinse off the dam on the surface of the piece of meat. But then you can eat the piece of meat the way it is. That's dam evarim shelo pirish. But if you have not, it's not dam evarim, it's not dam in the capillaries, dam in the arteries, or dam in the veins. Even if lo pirish, that is dam. That is dam. So you have to yank out, you always have to pull out the big arteries or the big veins. Chutei dam, you have to remove. So if you have raw liver and you didn't broil it, you're allowed to eat the raw liver because it's dam evarim shelo pirish. But if you have a vat, if you have a container full of water and you have all the kosher livers sitting there soaking for more than 24 hours, so then you say kavish kemevushal. Just like if you would cook all the livers together, we would assume that some of the dam went out into the water and went back into the livers, went into the other livers. So that's already dam evarim shepirish. It was pirish, it left this liver and went into the water. Let's say I have a piece of meat and I cook it in a pot and I never salted the meat. I never removed the dam. So the piece of meat itself I can eat when it's raw. But if I didn't salt it, I cook it in a pot. So then the cooking will accomplish that some of the blood will go into the, making a big chunk. Some of the dam will go out into the rest of the chol and into the water. Then it's going to go back in. Then it's going to become dam evarim shepirish. It will be trafe. So the same thing, let's say if you have livers soaking, livers are full of dam, and soaking in water, and it's soaking more than 24 hours, so then kavush is kemevushal. Kavush will accomplish, just like bishul. Bishul will accomplish, the dam will go out into the pot and then go back in into the meat. So you have also kavush kemevushal, make a trade. That was always the problem. Traditionally, that was always a problem. A lot of they used to have trucks, they used to have slaughterhouses wherever, in Iowa, wherever they're supposed to be. And then they would send, by truck, they would send the meat to the East Coast. And then the meat, the livers would be sitting in a container. They didn't want them to dry out. So the livers would be sitting in a container of water for more than 24 hours. The truck would take more than 24 hours to come to the East Coast. So that was always an issue Kavush. So some are of the opinion that since the truck is always shaking when it's driving, that's not called kavush. Kavush is only when it's sitting calmly. We don't accept that. But what you can do is you can have a system where the water keeps on going out and coming back in, going out and coming out. So it's not sitting in the same water. So that dachreinim are makel on that. If you have livers soaking in water, and you have a system that there's a drain system, and all the water goes out, and it comes back in, goes out, comes back in. So at the end of the day, the liver is soaking for more than 20 hours, but not soaking in the same water. So that they are mekel. That's not called kavush kemevushal. Fine, so there are two things that are not, if you do bishul, or if you do tzliya, a kosher next to a treif. So it's going to make treif. If you do bishul, so the whole kosher piece of meat will become treif. We assume the reitiv will be meval b'latam throughout the whole piece. But if you do tzliya, so only the first inch or so, only the first kedei netila, only the first, if you have two pieces of meat touching each other, and the kosher piece of meat is very thick, so only one layer of the kosher meat will become treif. The bliya will not succeed in going in further. And the same thing, maliach. Maliach is not going to cause the bliya to go all the way through and through. Only the first kedei klipa, the first little bit, will become treif, and deeper in will be kosher. So the question is, there's another din. There's another din of bishul. The Gemara in Menachos has a din, the dam shebishla en over olav. The Gemara says, the Chumash says, why are you not allowed to eat dam? You're not allowed to eat dam because the Rebbeinu Shalom reserved the dam, and the chelev and the dam is supposed to be used on the mizbech and korbanos. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat even dam from chickens, which are never korban on the mizbech, even from deer, which are never korban on the mizbech, even from behemas chulin. Clearly not hekdish, even mizman hazeh. There is no hekdish. No one's magdish anything. That's it. The dam and the chelev is supposed to be on the mizbech. So the Gemara has a din. The dam should bishlo, you're not yotze if you do zrika on the mizbeach with the dam of ushel. It has to be raw dam. Same thing, yayim of ushel, you can't use for nisach hayayim. Same thing, let's say, if you have a korban oil, you're supposed to burn all the evarim, the whole korban oil on the mizbeach. So if you cooked the meat of the oil first, then you burn it on the mizbeach, the Gemara says you're not yotze. That's not reach nichayach. You have to burn it on the mizbeach, the emurim. By all karbonis, the chela, by your karbonis, are all the evarim, by the korban oil. Korban oil is kula korban, the whole thing is burned. So the Gemara says if you first mevatel it, and then you broil it on, then you burn it on the mizbech, so it's not reach nichoyach. So the Gemara has a machloikas, and the Ramot paskins, the Shadah had a mechadah paskin, not to mean it for the Sephardim, but for the Ashkenazim, we paskin for sure, the dam shebishloi is only the Rabbanan. It's not an Issa. The rice is only the Rabbanan. Because Dam Shebishla is not Roy Lizrika al Gabi Hamizbeach. One of the Achrayim writes, I think the Chidush Arim writes, that Dam Shebishla is Mutam and Atayra. No. Rab Soloveitchik said this. Not the Chidush Arim has a different shot. Rab Soloveitchik thought that Dam Shebishla is Mutam and Atayra because it's called Moel Habosa. Just like if you salted a piece of meat, you're always going to have dam left. So we say, no, that's moel abosar. Adam evarim shalav pirish is moel abosar. So dam shebishloi, I have a whole container full of dam. And I cook it, I declare the whole dam is moel abosar. It's not exactly the same. It's not the same, but that's how he thought. The Chidushim gave a different shot. He thought that dam shebishloi, that's the mark of the din of nishtana. Issa she nishtana is muta, you learn that from dam shebishloi. That's not exactly it's a shtani ligriyusa. It's a shtani lemalyusa. Question, what kind of a shtani? So nachamo. So the question is, let's say you'll have dam. Let's say you'll have the liver soaking in water. And it'll be kavishka mevushal. And a lot of the dam, if it soaks for 24 hours, a lot of the dam will go into the water. And the water will be treif. So if you drink that water, that's an Issa derabbanan or an Issa deraisa. Kovish ki mevushal. The dam is kovish in the water for 24 hours. It's considered ki mevushal. That's what it means. It's considered like dam shebishloi. Or you say, no, kovish ki mevushal means it'll only be an Issa derabbanan. It won't be an Issa deraisa. Or you say, no, kovish ki mevushal is an expression that just means a mixed treif. Just like bishul will make treif. It'll be mevabal, the reitav will be mevabal, the tam from the yisr, throughout the whole chatichas heter. So kovish will do the same thing, but it doesn't really mean that it's bishul. Let's say you take pickles and you do kovish on pickles on Shabbos. That'll be an yisr bishul. Kovish can be bishul. No. If you make pickles on Shabbos, that's not an yisr bishul. Let's say you do maliach kereseach. If you take a piece of raw meat and then you broil it, so that's bishul on Shabbos, resicha. Resicha means tzli, kiresech de tzli. So what if you take a piece of raw meat and you put a lot of salt on it, maliach kiresech, so much salt that it's in a nechamach masmolchai. So if the two pieces of meat, treif of meat, bekosher meat, would be touching each other with a ton of salt in between, we would declare maliach kiresech de tzli. It makes a treif. So you say maliach kiresech also, then it makes a dam shebishloi. We just mean to say, no, Molei HaKeresech makes a bliya. Kavish Kamevushal makes a bliya. It doesn't necessarily mean that that it's Mamish Kevishal. You're not allowed to do a maliach, let's say. You're not allowed to, I take raw food on Shabbos, put on a ton of salt on it, and the ton of salt has an effect on the food. It's going to preserve it. Years ago, they used to preserve food by salting it a lot. So you would say that that's a violation of Bishul. Vashti says, Maliach kirasech kavish kamavushal. It's not a violation of Bishul on Shabbos. Vashti, one might have thought that all it means is that it'll cause a nesinas tam. But it doesn't mean it's considered a form of mavushal. Yeah, but what I just said is not true, because the Gemara says that dam she molcha is also only the Rabbanah. Just like dam she bishla is only the Rabbanah. So dam she molcha is the same as dam she bishla. So that's what it says over here. If you hold like that opinion, there was such an opinion that on potatoes you never say ha'adamah. There's raw potatoes in Shaluka Derech Achilasa Sha'akal. Once you cook it, Panam Chadosha, so it's not considered a vegetable anymore. So the Gemara says, according to that opinion, that Bishul is considered a Shinoi, Panam Chadosha, Ba'olakan, even if it's Ishtani Limal Yusa. So then the Gemara says, if you have a Zayas Maliach, Maliach is also Kibishul. Maliach Kiresech, Rashi says. Just like Bishul is a Panam Chadosha, Ba'olakan, and you never say Ha'adom anymore. So if you have a zayis, that's zayis and molchoi, zayis should have been ha'eitz. Once molcha, not, you don't say noches chadarga. The Gemara says it'll convert to become shahako. So that's what the Gemara tells the story. How can you say that Rabbi Yamin ben Yefes, his version of Rabbi Yechanan, there were two versions of what Rabbi Yechanan held. There was Rabbi Yamin ben Yefes said the wrong way. He claims in the name Rabbi Yechanan that whenever you cook a vegetable, it's panim chadosh is ba'olakan, shlokas is shahakom. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the more accurate student of Rabbi Yechanan, says, no, he never said that. So the Gemara says, he's right. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is right. Rabbi Yechanan says, wrong. Because he says, the Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I was once there, I saw. Ani re'isis Rabbi Yechanan, sh'ochol zayis maliach, u'berach olof t'chila vasov. He said a brach in the beginning of the year. So he argues like this. He said, I must be right, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. My version, Rabbi Yechanan, is right. His version is wrong. Why? If Rabbi Yechanan's opinion is, retains the status that it had before, it's still Hadoma, you don't say Parim Chadoshes. So then we understand, B'tchila mevorach olav bar pi'ayitz, so the B'sav mevorach olav, B'rach ha'asmein sholosh, ala'itz wa pi'ayitz. Eli Yamid, but if Rabbi Yamid, Rabbi Yechanan, his version is right. Eli Yamid, shlokas labim mosayu kaimi, if Bishul is a Panim Chadoshes, and not only Bishul, so it should be the same, Maliach Kereseach. It's also a Panim Chadoshes, not just Maliach Kereseach, it gives an Nesinas Tam. There's no issue of giving the Nesinas Tam from one to the other. Just talking, the Zayas itself was Nimlach, and it's considered like Mevushal, Panim Chadoshes. Eli Yamin, Shlokas Labim Masai Kam, he said, Bishleim Epitchinim Barachalav Shahakol. You don't say Hoadama, you don't say Noches Chadarga. That's what Rabbi Kivega points out on the next daf. You see the fairish in this line in the daf, the first very wide line, on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, that if you say, Shlokas Labim Masai Kaimi, you don't say like the Bach Noches Chadarga. The Bach said it when there's no Tzuris Apri. When you crushed it and you liquefied it, you pulverized the fruit. The Bach said it on Trima. The Gemara said, what bracha do you say on a fruit that's a Trima? The Gemara says, "B'masai kaimi kidemei kora," and it's still ha'etz. Rashi said, Rashi defined, where was the Rashi on Trima? Rashi writes, "Dova hakotush ksas ve'ena merusak." But if it would have been merusak, it sounds from Rashi perhaps that it wouldn't have the same bracha. So the Ramah understands it'll become like panim chadosh at ba'olakan. It'll become sha'akov, a synthetic food. The Bach thinks it doesn't become like Bishul is a Panim Chadoshes, according to Ahmed Beis, according to that version. But grinding up Trina doesn't accomplish that it's a Panim Chadoshes. A synthetic food, it's Noches Chadarga. So if it started off as Reitz, it'll become a Ho'adam. If it starts off as Adama, it'll become a Shahakol. So Rabbi Kevega just points out that by Bishul, the Bach wouldn't be able to say that. By Bishul, he can't say that it's Noches Chadarga. The Gemara says, Eli Yamrit on the first very wide line here in Lamed Ches on the base. Eliyam is shlokas labim masai kaim. If Rabbi Yamin, Rabbi Yefes is right, to be shlema, b'tchidim b'varach olav shakal nebidvaris, and synthetic food loses the original status. Elul b'sof, my mevarach. What broch is it to say at the end? So the Gemara says, why not? Maybe he said bar nefashis. So the Bnei Yeshua has a pella. He says, they didn't know about bar nefashis. It's such an obvious answer. So the way the Vilna Gaon says it's very good. He says, in the days of the Tanaim, bar nefashis was not so popular. In Bavel, the end of the Perek, the last Amid base in the Perek, they say, the Aran. So till at the end of the day, so we say bar nefashis on everything. Whenever you finish, when you drink water, you say bar nefashis at the end. But in the earlier generations, they never did that. So they don't know what was flying in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Bavli, Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nos, first generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara thought that they didn't, Bar Nefoshes hadn't yet reached Eretz Yisrael for the Bracha Achrayna after eating synthetic foods. If you hold that Bishul is a Parim Chadoshes, then the Zayis Moliach is a synthetic food. So then there wouldn't be any bar nefashis. So maybe they did say bar nefashis. They're not sure. That's a simple answer to Pnei Yeshua's kasha.
When we say that it's a parim chadashos, does that mean it's like called tarakula, that it's a real shin, it's a real synthetic item? It's came the rice. Because why would it be that for the, if it was ishtan the mal yusa, why would we say that it's retains its prophets? It's still
wouldn't
synthetic.
Know. The turmis is ishtan the mal yusa. And still the Gemara said, Achidish, there are Yechon and Paskin that it's Adama. If you would hold that Bishul is a Parim Chadoshis, so you would never say Adama on potatoes, never say Adama on a turmis.
We sort of hold the middle Shita.
We hold the middle Shita.
So are we holding that it's a...
I don't know, maybe we hold it's only, not a Din Derais, it's only a Din, but Negeta Brochus. Yeah. But this Gemara starts off, it's a Negeta Matzah on the level of Derais, Negeta Matzah. Call it Tarakula? Yeah.
Have you said it's mutter to be kolbeish on Shabbat?
Yeah.
In Shulchan Aruch it says that to us, or?
I mean, the Rabbanon. There are dinim in the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to.
The issue of Kim Ivasha?
Kim Ivasha, yeah. It's only in the Rabbanon. It's not Menat Torah.
There are two things. One is the Moab is in the Rabbanon. That's Kolbeish is Aser.
Midrabanan, it's not Menatari, yeah. It's only Midrabanan.
So
why? Easy. Why? So one can say they really Kovish Kemavushal, but you need Esha told us Esh. Yeah, but that's the definition of Bishal. It's Esha told us Esh. If you have Bishal, Shalob Esha, Shalob Bishal Bechama, Bishal told us Chama, Bishal anything other than Esha told us Esh, it's not called Bishal and Kala Terkul. It's not called Bishal by Shabbat, it's not called Bishal by Korban Pesach. Boshem Mavusha by Maim is not called Bishal. It's not called Bishal by Basa B'cholav. It's only be Basa B'cholav Rabban. The Gemara says you need Bishal be'esh be told the sage in Kol HaTerakula to be considered Bishal. So when you say the Kavishke Mavusha and you say Malich Kereseach, it's Bishal. So the Pashtus is maybe it's only Bishal means it makes Blias. It accomplishes that it makes Blias. So that's not so because the Gemara says Damshe Bishloi is only the Rabban. So Damshe Malcha is also only the Rabban. So you see that Maliach Kiresach is Mua. Maliach Kiresach means that it's considered Mavushal. The Cheft says Mavushal, but you didn't do a Maiseh Bishal. It's not a violation of Malach's Bishal Menater, it's only Midir Rabbanan. Yeah. So they proved from Rabbi Yechanan that the Rabbi Yamin Rabbi Yefes, his version was Rabbi Yechanan holds that whenever you do Bishal on a vegetable, it's Parim Chadoshes. It's not considered a vegetable, it's no longer Adon. So they proved that it's wrong from two stories from the turmis. Rabbi Yochanan, they cooked the turmis seven times to make it edible. That's Ishtani Limal Yusa. But the original, that's Rav Chisda made Vani Yoyna. Rav Chisda made the compromise. But originally Rav Chisda says, Ula says the name Rabbi Yochanan, Bishul is Panim Chadosh, even if it's Limal Yusa. So they showed that he's wrong because Rabbi Yochanan Paskin. On the turmis that we had to be cooked seven times, b'zach hazeh, that it is bar pri ha'adama. Then Rabbi Yochanan had on the zayis maliach. He himself said the Gemara thought he himself said a bracha tchila basof. He must have said bar pri ha'ayit. So he didn't say shahakol. If it would have been parim chadash ba'olakan, he would have said shahakol. That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara continues. Masra Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel yestakasha. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah lists off which vegetables are acceptable for Mor. And now the Mishnah says, these yirokish are yotzev dechavasev at Pesach. These vegetables, you yotze with any part of the vegetable. Yotzim bohem, you yotze with the leafy part of the vegetable. That's the ikah of the vegetables, the leafy vegetables. Uvikel shalahem, and the tough, the hard part. The hard part is also good. Avolo kvushim velo shlukim velo mevushol. But if it's cooked or soaked 24 hours, kavushim mevushol, then you're not yotze. What's the difference between shlukim and mevushol? And kavush means kavush in cold water. So kavush is for 24 hours, kavush can mevushol. Kavush makes legs. Or Rashi says kavush b'chomet zuvitzir for a few minutes, for 6 minutes, 6-8 minutes is kavush. A lot of times the women want to clean the romaine lettuce, so they soak it in salty water, very salty water, in the hope that if there are live bugs on it, so the live bugs will be annoyed by the salt and they'll jump off. If the bugs are alive, it'll annoy them. If the bugs are dead, the salty water is not going to annoy them. You have to rub off. You have to rub off on the surface. Okay. So the Achrenim say it's not a smart idea to soak the leaves of the romaine lettuce in salty water, because if the woman's going to get a telephone call in the middle, and the women have 90% of the speech in the world, the Gemara says, so she may talk on the phone for 6 minutes. It'll be kavish kemevushal. If they're soaking it in plain water, it's only kavish kemevushal 24 hours. So they're not going to talk for 24 hours. But if it's kavish in salty water, then you may make a mistake and leave it there. That's a question. How long kavish b'chaymes of itzir, in salty water, how long do you have to leave it? So one of the Acharonim writes, I think that very soon Mishnayis writes, shia mil. So they all ask, where did he dig up a shia mil? That doesn't say in the Gemara shia mil. Shia mil is... Mishnah Berurah says Shem Mil is 18 minutes. And then the later Achrayim say, way before the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah quoted from the earlier Achrayim, Shem Mil, the amount of time that it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. The later Achrayim say before the Mishnah Berurah that was on an old clock system. And the way we have 60 minutes to an hour, so Shem Mil is 22 and a half minutes. Those who said 18 minutes, the minutes were longer. They're not talking, they didn't have our clock system. So how long is it? So is it shear mill? So the shear mill, Achaim say that's a mistake. It says Kaddish, much smaller amount of time. So that some say 6 minutes, some say 8 minutes. So that's a din in the Mishnah. Yivrok Hashanim Yetziv Dechavasa B'Pesach, the various vegetables that the Mishnah mentions in Psochim, you can be Yetziv with them, Bohem with the leafy part, Uvikal Shalahem, and with the tough part. Avalok Fushim, if it was soaked for 24 hours in water, 6 minutes in the salty water, then you can't be yotze, because kavush is kemevushal, velo shlukim velo mevushalim. So what's the difference between shaluk and mevushal? They're both hot. Shaluk and mevushal are both with hot water. So Tosfos Bekama Mekayma says, mevushal means you cooked it, shaluk means you overcooked it. You cooked it so long till the thing is falling apart. Let's say meat. If you cook it a longer period of time with the roitev, it's going to tefalzach, it's going to fall apart. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees in Hilchas Malicha. He dug up a Yerushalmi and it has an Afkamina Ladina. He says it's the reverse. That Shaluk means slightly cooked. And Mevushal means fully cooked. Okay, has a slight Afkamina there in Hilchas Dam. But as far as we're concerned, it's the same thing. Shaluk and Mevushal are the same thing, means one was cooked more than the other. So Tosfos says the Shaluk means cooked way more than it really needs. And the Vilna Gaon thinks the reverse. Shaluk means slightly cooked. Okay, so the Gemara argues, and if you think that vegetables that are cooked retain their original identity, amai loi, why can't you be yotze? Why does it say that you're not yotze with vegetables that are cooked? So doesn't it indicate that it's a panim chadoshes and it's not called a vegetable anymore? On the level of the rice, it's not called a vegetable. So on the level of the rabbana, you can't say bar pri adam. You got to say shahakola. It's a synthetic food. It doesn't have the status of a vegetable anymore. So the Gemara, shiny hossam, that doesn't necessarily prove that it's panim chadosh. Maybe the reason why mevushal is no good, shiny hossam, being in tamor of a leko, you have to have the, it has to taste like more. So at least more, the Gemara said you have to have tamor. The Gemara says, bola mora lo yatsa, because you need the tamor. So that's not a problem. Bola matzah is yotza because you don't need tam matzah. So that was a problem. Why does it say bina tam matzah v'leka before? So that was a whole discussion with a different interpretation. But tamar v'leka, That's not such a problem. It is a bit of a problem. How bitter is the romaine lettuce? The romaine lettuce is not bitter, lamaisa. We assume that the Yerushalmi, yes, the romaine lettuce is not bitter. It's tasty like regular lettuce. So where do you have a tamar and the romaine lettuce? So the Yerushalmi answers, if you would leave the lettuce in the ground a little longer, then it would become bitter. So the Chazon Ish holds, you only would say, with romaine lettuce, if you left it in the ground longer and it became bitter. Our practice is we don't assume like that. We assume since if you would have left it longer, would it become bitter? So even if you cut it off earlier, this is the minmar, and then you eat with that. So the question is, well, where's the tamar? When you eat it, you don't have tamar. And if you're going to soak harein, many people use horseradish for mar. If you're going to soak horseradish for 48 hours, it's going to be less bitter than the romaine lettuce. It's going to be very bitter. It's going to be much more bitter than the romaine. But yes, the romaine lettuce is very tasty. So what do you mean, bin and tamar v'lak if it's kavush? So you have to interpret it in the mara. You have to taste the flavor of the mara, whatever it normally tastes like. So if you're going to soak the romaine lettuce for 24 hours, it's going to take away some of its flavor. If you're going to soak the horseradish for 24 hours, it's going to take away part of that flavor. So whatever the natural flavor was, if you're going to do something, namely soak it for 24 hours or cook it, that's going to take away part of its flavoring, so that's a lack of tamar. But it's not, you can't say that if you cook the romaine lettuce, it no longer has the bitter flavor. It didn't have the bitter flavor in the beginning either. You have to be able to taste the flavor that tamar has. According to the Chazon Ish, it's a little easier to understand. According to the way we understand, it's problematic, yeah?
According to the Yosef Engel we mentioned earlier, if we're saying now that Yom doesn't daven to taste bitter, so what does it mean any more reason for Mara to have taste than matzah?
Don't know. Very good question. Shai. Now the Gemara has a new kasha. The eyewitness says, the second medium-sized line. Amar Rav Chebar, Ani Reisis Rav Yechon. I saw Rav Yechon ate the Zayis Maliach, he said a brach in the beginning, said a brach in the end. All he ate was a Zayis Maliach. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zera, this story is problematic. Rav Yechon, hechim b'varach al Zayis Maliach. How did he say a brach achreino? He didn't swallow the pit. The Bavli assumes he didn't swallow the pit. He took out he took out the pit and threw it in the garbage. So Botzeleshur, so no longer has a kazayis. A kazayis is the volume of an olive with the pit. And he probably didn't eat the pit. So Yishalmi, Taisa quotes, Yishalmi says he ate the pit. He swallowed the whole thing. And even if it would have been a zayis katan, there are big zaysim, bainani zaysim, and small zaysim. Even if it would have been the kazayis, really a zayis bainani. So even if the maishan shoyi was that he ate the zayis katan that didn't have a kazayis, but if he swallowed the whole zayis with the pit, so then it's a din of burial. So Taisus is not sure, does the Babli agree or disagree with the Yerushalmi? Is it the same story that they're talking about and the Babli has a different version? So then we assume, we always follow, whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli. This is a question, why should that be true? If you're talking about Rabbi Yechanan, the Yerushalmi was composed by the students of Rabbi Yechanan. So shouldn't they know better than the Bavli what Rabbi Yechanan did? But that's what Taisus assumes like that. You have in Exubas, Daf Kuv Beis Amar Aleph, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Ishlokish, Chai Bani Lachmana Bishtar. The guy writes on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, and he gives the document to the other party. Rabbi Yechanan says that Chayiv, you can create his Chayiv as Ayidei Shtar. And the Yerushalmi has a totally different version of what Rabbi Yechanan says. And Taisa says, we ignore the Yerushalmi. Whenever there's Machlok, there's Bavli and Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli. I can understand, you follow the Bavli. The Rif in the end of there even says like that. Whenever there's Machlok, there's Bavli and Yerushalmi, we assume the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi, and they took everything into consideration, and they paskin against the Yerushalmi. So, Hilchos the Kabasroi. Yeah, I can understand when they're talking about halacha. He's talking about what's the story of Rabbi Yechanan. So the Talmud, Yerushalmi, should have the more accurate version of what Rabbi Yechanan said and did. But we don't assume like that. The type is here and the type is there in a few places. We assume the Bavli is more accurate even regarding what Rabbi Yochanan said. Not only Hilchos HaKabbalah, right? So Taisus is not sure. Were these two different stories, so there's no contradiction? Or is it the same story and the Babli denies the truth of the Rishami? The story was that he ate his eyes gadol and he took out the pit. He didn't swallow with the pit. After taking out the pit, then it had the volume of his eyes beni. And the Rishami has a different version of the same story. No, he took his eyes katan. He took his eyes katan less than a beni. He swallowed the whole thing with the pit. Everything is totally different. Swallowed the whole thing with the pit, and even though it didn't have the volume of a kezayis benini, he said a bracha achrayna because of the din of burial. So Tesis is not sure. If the Bavli disagrees, then we should not paskin like the Rishami. If the two different stories, then there's no contradiction, so maybe you should paskin like the Rishami. Okay, so that's the issue. So the Gemara asked Akasha. I think the Gemara Akasha. How did he say bracha achrayna and kezayis malich, but he didn't swallow the pit? Once you take out the pit, so it's not a kezayis anymore. And for the Gemara, so Reb Zera answers, who was it? Reb Yirmiyah asked Reb Zera. Reb Zera answers Reb Yirmiyah, the answer is, Misavis kezayis gadol bein. And you think that a kezayis means a large volume of a kezayis? No. Kezayis beinani bein. The zayis that he ate was a zayis gadol. The eyes of the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan zayis gadol have it. And then he took out the pit and he made it the same size as zayis beinani. Dava gav de shaglu le gav. And he say, even though they took out the pit and they threw it out, of a pashli shiura, it retained the shear of his eyes benani, as it says in the Mishnah. Kazai shamru is a Mishnah in Kalim. Kazai shamru lekot melagodl ela benani. What's kazai shamru? Rashi says. Rashi writes kazai shamru then your shear kol achilas and kol atarakula. The shear achilas is always kazai. Ein achilas pchusim bekazai. Yeah. So the shear always is. Yeah, that's what the Gemara comments on the pasuk. I'm an aleph going over to the base. The Gemara says, all the shiurim mentioned in the all the shivas aminim are relevant for shiurim. Kol amikra kula is for shiurim. Kol apasik kula, that's around 10 lines from the bottom of mem aleph and aleph. The line begins kol apasik kula the shiurim nema. So the Gemara says, Zeis on the top of Omid Beis. Eret Zeis Shemen, Eret Shekol Shiorecha Kizeis. All the Shiorem HaKazais. The Gemara says, Kol Shiorecha Salka Daitach. He just gave a whole list of what's Shior Kibetza, Kigrogeres, Kiteeno. There's so many other Shior. He said, Kol HaPasa Kuloi. The Shiorem Nehmer said, they're not all Kizeis. The Gemara says, no, not Kol Shiorecha Kizeis. Rob Shiorecha Kizeis. Most of the Shir Achila, Rashi writes there, and then Aleph and Beis, Chilas Chelav Dam Noisa Pigum. Everything is Kazayis. That's the Shah. The Rambam also writes that Achila's Dam is Kazayis, same as Rashi. Achila's Dam is Kazayis. And the Mepharshim asked, why shouldn't the Minchas Chinuch has all this discussion? The Dam is a liquid, so why should it be Kazayis? It should be a Revius. The Rambam holds Revius. According to Tosfos, the Shir from Mashkim is so that's the Minhag Chinuch discusses that. Why does Rashi and the Rambam? Why do they both say the Shir Dam is Kazayis? It should be a Mashke. So the Shir should have really been a Revius. So we spoke the other day about Schnapps. We were talking about Schnapps in connection with the Tosfos on Lamed Ches and Aleph. What bracha do you say on beer? So Tosfos says the bracha on beer is Shahakol because all beverages. The last answer. Tosfos gave three answers. The last answer to Taisa was that all beverages the bracha shahakol. Yeah, so that's what we quoted Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Kamarna Rebbe and the Kozhik Lover, that they all say that schnapps is an oichel, that the difference between an oichel and a mashka is not liquid versus solid, it's food versus beverage. So dam is probably not a beverage. Even the goyim in the slaughterhouse like to drink the dam, they think that it's healthy. They guzzle down the dam in the slaughterhouse. They drink it like soup. They don't drink it like a soda. They don't drink it when they're thirsty. They drink it because they want to get strong, like schnapps. You don't drink schnapps like a beverage. You drink schnapps like an oichel. So then there's no kasha. Why the shear by dam is kezayis? Because it's an oichel, it's not a mashka. But I thought that's the real answer. But the Minhag Chinuch works on this kasha, and he gives a different answer. So he says, it depends how it says in the Chumash. Since it says kol dam lois achelu, doesn't say lois ishtu. Since it says the loshan achila, so therefore the shear is kezayis. Whenever it says shtiyah, the shir is reviyas. Whenever it says achila, then the shir is kazayas. But that doesn't answer all the questions. That's what Rav Velbel Soloveitchik says. The Ben Haschin himself raises a question and doesn't know the answer. What is the shir tziruf? So the shir tziruf the Rambam's opinion is that when you're drinking a beverage, the shir is reviyas. And he says, you don't have the shir kedei achilas pras. By achila, the shir is kazayas, and the shir tziruf is toka de achilas pras. The amount of time that it would take to eat three beitzim of that particular food. Are you eating eggs? Are you eating bread? Are you eating kugel? So how long would it take? That's what the Min Haschin said. How long would it take to eat three or four beitzim? That's the pras. Three or four beitzim of that Michael. What's the shir by mashkim? So the Ramahos, the shir is revius. What about the shir tziruf? So the Ramam says he can't be shaya at all. And the Ravid is masig, he has this, and the Ferish of Gemara increases that the shir for drinking, the shir tzir for drinking is also toka de achilos pras. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that against the Gemara. That's a shame. The Rambam holds. So that's what the Rav Velbel Soloveitchik in the Shurim HaNozir, he raises this issue. He thinks that sometimes the shir is kazayis toka de shtias revias, and sometimes kazayis toka de achilos pras. And sometimes the shir is revius toka de shtias revius. Sometimes revius toka de achilas pras. So he tries to explain that. When he accepts the answer of the Min Haschinach, when are the liquids kazayis, when are they revius? It depends what expression the Chumash uses. The Torah says, kol dam lo sechelu, so it's called achilas, so the shir is kazayis. But what's the shir tziruf? Shir tziruf, is it beli shia klal? Or is it no? Dr. Achilles Pratt said that the Min Haschinach does not answer. So that Rav Velbel tries to work out an answer. Okay, that's an important topic also. Fine. What do I say about the tenth line from the top? Lema kitanoi. Should I say that whether fruits or vegetables that are cooked, is it a parim chadoshes or not? Lema kitanoi. What's the machloek satanon? I know Trey Talmidi, there were two students, the Abiyasu Kameh, the Bar Kapor. Bar Kapor was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. So his Talmidim were also considered Tanoim. Interesting. Rabbi Yochanan is considered an Amora. And the Talmidim of Bar Kapor are considered Tanoim. Is there a cutoff point? From a certain point on, they're considered Amoraim, or no, maybe in different places, maybe different people, maybe contemporaries, maybe some of them are considered Tanoim, some are considered Amoraim. Minaf Kamina, what's the difference with a Tan and Amoraim? It doesn't make too much of a difference. Halacha L'maaseh, it does make a difference. Let's see, Lemike Tanoi, the students of Bar Kapora, Avilafona, they were eating lunch, and they brought the Bar Kapora, Kruva, Damaskin, Ufargias. Fargias is chicken. Shakl. Kruv is cabbage, so that's our Adama. Domaskin, we're not sure what it is. So Rashi has the Arichas, he's not sure whether it's a Adama. Is it a vegetable? Tesis has some kind of a cabbage, a subcategory of a cabbage. Or is it a fruit? So it should be prunes. If it's prunes, then it's a eitz. If it's a subcategory of a cabbage, then it's a Adama. Whatever it is, okay. So Nosem Barkapa Rishus Lech Mehem Levarch. He says to one of the Talmidim, I'm a chabad you should say the bracha. What do you mean? He should say the bracha to be moitzi everybody? Is that legitimate? Tosis asked, is that legitimate? Is that acceptable? One person is allowed to say, so he said, the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah on the Rif, the Ran said that there are three areas where we don't allow Shamei Kaina. One is by Kriya Shema, one is by Tefillah, Shemana Esrei, and the third one is by eating food. If you're eating the food yourself, you got to say your own bracha before and after. We don't allow Shamei Kaina. So how can we do it every Shabbos on Hamoitzi? One person says Hamoitzi, everybody's Yoitzi. So that's based on the Mishnah later. We went through this, I think, more than once. Here, the last line and a half on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Hoyu Mishnah. The bottom, the last 10 lines on Mishnah. On Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Hoyu Yoshvim have guests, and everybody's sitting on a chair called Echad Mevorach Liatzma. Everybody has their own bracha. One cannot say Hamoitzi to be Moitzi the others. Heisebu, if they're eating the Heisebu, then Echem Mevarach Lukulo. Why does it make a difference, Yoshvim and Heisebu? because of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a beferish in the Mishnah. We don't allow Shemeh Kohene on Bichas Hanenin, on Pasen Yayin. That's where the Gemara has a Machlekes, is Yayin. The same way passing at Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. So that's Machlek Zerabi Rab Yechanan, where the Yayin is the same. That's how we Pasken. Pasen Yayin have a separate din. So if you have the Bracha Chashuva of Hamoitzi, the Bracha Chashuva of Bor P'Agofen, Pasen Yayin, every person has to say his own Bracha. You don't say Shemei Kohena, unless Mesubin. If they're all eating the Haseba, then we say the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi. The whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Bor P'Agofen. And the others are Yotze, not based on Shemei Kohena. We don't allow Shemei Kohena. The whole Chabur offered the one Bracha. Tosis says that Bizman is that we never do Haseba. On Pesach night we do Haseba. Tosis says, you need the maximum kviyas you can have to label them as a chabura. To say the whole chabura only has to offer one hamoitzi. So Bizman is that Yeshiva didan ke Haseba the two. If all the people are sitting around the same table, that's considered the kviyas by us. Okay. So that's the din. We pass kind of like that opinion that Yayin and Pas are the same. So the only two achidas that are called Achila Bikvias are Pas and Yayin. So if it's Yeshiva, everybody sit. Let's say the father household is going to say Hamoitzi, and half the people are standing. They didn't sit down yet. So that's not right. The way it says in the Gemara, they're not Yotze. Whoever wasn't sitting down wasn't Yotze. So later Achrayim tried to touch it up a little bit. But strictly speaking, based on the Gemara, whoever's standing isn't Yotze. You have to, in the days of the Tanaim, you require Davke Haseba to declare that it's one big Chabura. And the Chabura only has to offer one Hamoitzi. And as man as that, we say Yeshiva the Danke, Haseba the two.
Is it possible that the whole thing is Lechachila, but is there a Mishabur that says for the Evan, even if you're standing and other people are sitting, not correctly, it still works for the Evan because Shmeik on one?
That is a question. Okay. That's a question about benching. Okay. That's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. What about? Because B'shas Hadchak, we do allow Shemei Koine. So would you say, why do you allow it B'shas Hadchak? So usually you say, Shas Hadchak Kedyebed Domi. So the assumption is that B'dyebed, you can apply Shemei Koine. So B'shas Hadchak, you even allow it L'chadchil. So the Chabah has two opinions. What if it's not a Shas Hadchak, but it's B'dyebed already? So would you say the B'dyebed, you Yotze? Let's say the people are riding horseback, and three people, and they ate sandwiches, but that's not called achila b'kviyas. Each one is on his own horse. They're not together. So they're not supposed to bench mezumen, and because they didn't eat together. Shloshin shochlu kachas. It's not kachas. And you can't have, like in the days of the Gemara, when they had mezumen, one person said the benching, and all the others were yotze. So they're not supposed to bench mezumen. What if they did it? One person said the benching, and the other just said amen at the end. So the 2 days in mechaber. One line mechaber. Yeshem sheyotze, yeshem shelo yotze. Why should they say Yotze? Because the Gemara says, the first half in Shlosh and Shochlu, that B'shas HaTchak, you do revert back to the Iker HaDin. Iker HaDin, the Rai says that you do allow Shemekah, even by Kriyashma, and even by Tfilah, and even by Hamoitze, even by Achila. You do allow Shemekah, and it's only a Chumer Midirabban. So if it's a Shas HaTchak, then we revert back to the Din, the Rai says. So usually we say, Shas HaTchak, B'shas HaTchak, we allow Lechatchila, well, usually it's only acceptable b'dyevet. So it would imply that b'dyevet, it would be yotze. And other Rishonim hold, no, even b'dyevet, you're not yotze. B'shas HaTchak, they were mekel, but shalom b'shas HaTchak, even b'dyevet, we would not be mekel. So it's really a serious issue. So then the Gemara has two versions, two Lishonis. What if it's not pasa yayin? What if it's something, they're eating fruits or vegetables or ice cream party or something else, something other than pasa yayin? So do you say, all the other things, Shemei Kohena is always good? But you say, no, even Haseba won't help. Nothing will help. So that's two Lishonis in the Gemara, Amem Beis Amen Aleph, and that's a Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah, Amem Gimel Amen Aleph, not Mem Beis. That's two Lishonis in the Gemara, around six lines from the top. Two Lishonis in the Gemara, and it's a Machlokes, the Ramah and the Ravid, and it's 2 days in the Mechaber. What's the din? If they're having an ice cream party, or they're having fruits or vegetables, anything else other than Pasen Yayin. So that's our Gemara is a Pella. Our Gemara says that two Talmidim of Bar Kapora, Bar Kapora was Mechabed, one of them, that he should say the Bracha Vishayna, and all the others should be Yotze. So Tosis raises the question, Nosam, on Lamed Tesam and Aleph, says Nosan Kapar Kapar Rishus. So Tay says, what's going on? It goes on the Bracha Rishayna. How will you might see the others with a Bracha Rishayna? So their answer is a problem. Mari beHesebu. Hesebu doesn't help. Hesebu only helps by Pasanya. It's against the Gemara. That's a problem. That's the Tosis answer is a problem. The Gemara is a Pella. How is he mechabed one of the Talmidim? Okay, we got a Sunday, but then we'll have to continue. So Sunday morning, my son is making a bris in the young Israel of Woodmere. The davening is 8:30, and I hope I'll come back to the yeshiva on time. 11:30, I hope I'll be back on time. I may come a little late, so if I see I'm going to come late, I'll call on the phone. Okay, and then Monday morning, I have to give an early shiur because I have to leave early, so I'll try to give a shiur at 9:15. Okay, and Tuesday night I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so Wednesday night I won't be able to give a shiur for sure, and then the question is Thursday night, so they didn't send me my schedule yet.